Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We want to look at the second part of Dynamics of Kingdom Prayer.
Na ye pese ye hwe se de ahene enu mpa ebo no eti ni a etusumie no.
Our focus is going to be on destiny altering prayers.
Na we eye mpa ebo a etumide chisa wo hyebre.
I will do injustice to you if I teach you about provision prayer, how your needs can be met, and I don't teach you about destiny changing prayers. Destiny refers to the end or the destination. You need to understand that the way that your life ends and the way that you end anything is very important to God. Not really the way that you begin. You see, you can begin in error, but you are expected to correct yourself along the line and end very well.
Hallelujah.
Now, kingdom prayers also refers to how our prayers as believers should be offered.
Na ye kan hini emu mpa ebo a na ye kan mpa ebo a ejina ejidifo se de wo se ye ba no e wo ahini enu.
Jesus brought a kingdom system to the world.
Na Yesu odi ahini eni hihye e ba wiase mu.
Now, before his resurrection, he taught us to pray in a certain way. Now, after his resurrection, the Bible tells us that the veil that was separating the holy place from the holy of holies was torn from the top to the bottom.
Hallelujah. Now, ansana wabe sorry, the Bible may yet say, sa entumana na ekata kunkrumu kunkrono emu eti epai fisrube siyase.
The Holy of Holies is
a
place that the Ark of the Covenant or God's presence was.
Now, kunkrumu kunkrono, eho na pamada ka kunkrono eshe.
So, it was a place that was restricted.
Na na ya bia obiara ntumi nkoho.
Now, when the veil got torn from top to bottom, Jesus was signifying to us that there is a new approach to the Father.
Na emra entoma no etifi surube si ase no na Kristo kire yen se ekwan fufuo bi wo ho na yebetumi aba eja nanim.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Are you excited about that?
Ana so wani age wo ho ana.
Jesus brought a new system altogether.
Ah, yes, what den sesan ye kra ba kra.
And for that, people did not understand him.
Na enuti na nipa ente Yesu ase.
But before he comes again, I believe that he is unveiling the system unto his believers.
Na sanu obebe bio no, me jidi se ono ankasa de ne hyehyeye e kire mu na ode na di so e de akere ne ma.
So with the veil torn, Jesus is signifying to us that now we should come close to the Father.
Na emran toma nu ate no, Yesu kire ye se sisi ade ye me ye Nyankopon.
At first we were afar off and we were talking to God. Now, in the kingdom arrangement that his death reinforced, he wants us to come close to the Father.
Now, wahini ni mushi shaye na ni wono ababe simu pinwasi sabrede ya ni wanyame kasa wanyankupon kasa ye menu.
What does it mean? It means that he wants our spirit to have fellowship with him.
Na na apache ni se Yesu sumne nubenyan kitahudie surunkubi.
Not just do a hit and run kind of prayer life.
Enya se mpa ba okoye ukotika kra no abesinko ukotika kra no abesinko da bi.
It is unbelievers who do hit and run prayer.
Anya ni fo na de umkotino omo abom kotino omo aba mpa ibo.
Yeah, all that they need to do is to tell God their problem and then they back off.
Na de omo ya ni se urade mehia de nyo okan wi ana watona dwene.
And then when another problem arises, they call upon God and then they back off. Actually, when they are even calling upon God, they call upon him from very far because they don't respect what brings us close to the Father.
Na so mo frɛ Awurade mpo mo frɛ ne fie kye esan sɛ wo mo ni dia ɛde ma no sɛ wo ma kwan sɛ yɛ mɛn no na yɛ ne nkasa.
But we as believers are supposed to come close to the Father and honor why Jesus tore the veil from top to the bottom.
Na yɛ yɛ wo sɛ yɛ bɛn yɛ gya no na yɛ de ni die ma saa kwan gya na Kristo de ma yɛ sɛ ɔte ntomadan me fi soro ntoma ne fi soro ɛbɛsi ase.
Look at Ephesians chapter number 2 and then verse number 13.
Ephesians 4 nwoma ti mienu chichemu du miensa.
But now.
I say now fade dear.
Can we all say now?
I say now.
You know what now means?
Na ya can say now and as you see what you say.
It means it wasn't like that at first.
Na no chere say na ente san kan no.
That is why he is talking and he says that now.
And it's na waka sa waja ya ka say afade dear.
In Christ Jesus.
Wo Kristo mu no.
Those of us who once were afar off. Please underline afar off. Have been brought near. By the blood of Christ. Now I want you to understand that you are already in Christ Jesus. He is talking to people who believe that they are believers.
Now, Kasatra one ma womu jidi sa womu ya jidi fo.
He says that some time ago we were afar off.
Or saying kind binu na ye wechri kra.
But now we have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
Or say now fed ye Christ or de ya benye esen ni mojani.
That is what I came to tell you, that we get close to God.
Na me baba kachewa no pese ye ben Christo.
Because of the performance of Jesus, because of the cross.
Hallelujah. Esen ya Christo ye wa sen ya nusunti.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The blood of Jesus cleanses you.
Yes,
and gets you in shape even to go before the Father. I want you to understand that if you are a believer, you just have to do one thing correctly. As far as approaching the Father is concerned, you have to focus on the blood of Christ. Because when you do that one thing right, you are brought close to the Father.
And then now what do I be a journal?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. The blood of Jesus cleanses us.
Now yes,
the Bible says from all unrighteousness.
Now Bible says
so you just have to get one thing right, focusing on the blood, believing in the power of the blood.
Now was a winya dear bakupe ye. So would the word doing now be si mojano, so now would you dear and would have some mojano.
Because if you believe in this one thing,
now sa sadia bakupe sa wujidi padia.
All other sins you have are cleansed.
Hallelujah. And then bonia who are why you know Christo what
so that you can come close to the Father.
I'm a what you be a jano.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
When we were under the law, the Bible said that if you did everything correctly,
Bible says simple bibia.
And you got one of the laws wrong, or you broke one of the laws, you become guilty of everything. So imagine somebody who does everything right, maybe he gets 99% of the law, right, obeying 99% of the law, and then he did one thing wrong.
Now, your father said, Emrana when yamidiama yaya ahasa. Why a ninina nemo ba kupekitwebi a woman went to me and yen ye.
That one thing that he did wrong in the sight of God, it makes him a breaker of every other thing.
Merci.
In fact, he may not have fornicated before, but it makes him a fornicator. He may not have stolen before, but breaking that one thing to God, you are a thief. And every other law is broken by you. If you cannot obey everything, you break one, you break everything.
Onyamili, Well, see, simple. A bonny small boy and say we are. Who we are dear though, now she has we are. Who my German does your dear bosso? And sons are bonny ticket small boy and away. And it's papa now, why you need you know, as she.
In a similar way, when you come to God in the kingdom arrangement, He is looking for one thing that you did right.
Sarasuna woba hindia numna on ya Christo ananyakupon washa a dear bakupena ube tumia yeni ye.
Because if you do that one thing right, you believe in the cross of Jesus.
Hallelujah. So we are sa dear bakupeni ye and sa wuti Christo ni wono and ya senyani tumudia.
Every righteousness is given to you, although you didn't do that righteousness, yet God confessed it upon you.
Hallelujah.
Because you got one thing right.
Hallelujah. Now I say, so what to me, Jesus, I send you one some to me, more than to me, dear. I had the bakupen away, and it's what the training now, when you're in now, or the baba be goose.
That is why 1 John 1:9 says that if you confess your sins. He is faithful and just. He didn't say he is merciful. He said that he is faithful and just to forgive you your sin.
I receive it. So what they won't form in another ebechel
and cleanse you
now
from all types of unrighteousness. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Just by acknowledging the blood of Jesus, righteousness is conferred unto you. God doesn't know any other unrighteousness.
Hallelujah. So would you moja no tumwa? Nyankopona some say, Adibani bia wa ye bia wahuruko, na odene trine na ababa betoso.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That is why I'm talking to you about the blood of Christ.
And not in a minute.
Because there is nothing that brings us close to the Father when the veil was torn. There is nothing that brings us near than the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. Believing in it alone. Confess all righteousness upon you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Are you excited about
that?
So I need to make you to understand that God in this kingdom arrangement wants us to approach Him by the blood. In the book of Luke chapter 5, there is a popular story of Peter going fishing all night and not catching anything. Now, in the morning, Jesus came around, sat in his boat, taught the people, and told Peter, launch out into the deep, let down your net for a catch.
Now, yes, Baba Jenu Kuron, it's the Mukanyamia Samuel, was Peter. Would you call a Nimuka Kranagua Sawuno? Now, Bachinam.
Peter said to Jesus, we have done it all night, but we didn't catch anything. Nevertheless, at your word, we will let down the net.
Now, Petro ka se, anajumuni nyina yakoye nyanam nemum, wode wanu akankua de yebeko.
We know that Sunday school story.
Na ye nim sasam na ye kachre ye Sunday school.
That when he launched out into the deep and let down the net, he caught so much fish that the net was breaking and the boat was sinking.
Now, nyamya sama yeti asese wogu asewuno, nukure ni enam ne bayama nana ne ne tukura ne tete.
Then Peter said, depart from me, I am a sinful man, O Lord.
And now Petro catcher Yesu say, Yesu ko ye trini ni medium ye di boyen inti kom me.
I want you to understand that this was not the first time Peter had encountered Jesus.
Na me basa oti asese na wey enye emre di kan ya Petro ni Yesu edi mpunimpu.
Peter knew Jesus already.
Na Petro no nim Yesu dada.
And Jesus knew Peter already.
Na na Yesu su nim Petro dada.
Because earlier on in John chapter 1,
na woken kan Yohana asempati ba ko na.
His brother called Andrew, who was a disciple of John the Baptist, had located Peter and took Peter's hand and brought him to Jesus and introduced him to Jesus.
Na Andrew no ye Petro ni nia no di Yohana osubo ni na chi no. Bible say okoso Petro mu de ne be kire Yesu.
When Jesus saw Peter at that time. He said that you are Simon, you are going to be called Cephas, and that was the end of their relationship. Now, what I want you to understand is that when in Luke chapter 5, Peter said, "Master, we have toiled all night. We didn't catch anything. But because you have said I should go into the deep, I am going to obey your word." I want you to understand that Peter was like a believer who had first received Jesus.
Now, Emra Petro, or catch a yes, you say, and one say, I can't, I don't need to be.
Because receiving Jesus into your boat is like receiving him into your life. And Peter referred to him as Master.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That should tell us that Peter had a certain relationship with Jesus.
Now, wait, your son, not Petro, only Yesu, I want to tell you,
but he needed a certain encounter with Jesus.
Now, now, what's that? When Yesu, and you're putting poor coin, so
which was above the encounter that he had had when Andrew introduced him to Jesus.
Ah, a back costro asking, say, Andrew, or didn't buy Yesu chain.
You may be listening to me, and maybe you are born again. But I want you to understand that being born again is one encounter that you had with Jesus. He wants you, after you have become a believer, to have a second encounter with him that is going to alter your life from a religious life to a kingdom life.
Now, I will say, Ubesan in the Benyam Punimpu, a best son of Brabon Ephidia, Unipa Junior, Nani Pansha Sumase, Adiako Ahinian Sumumu.
Now, this encounter that you must have as a believer is the type that is going to align you with God's kingdom purpose for you.
Nasa and Kitahudie, a yadia bomb when you coupon the trimper, what a bra bomb in the weapon.
And it takes place in the deep seas.
Now, a bow of bra, what do a suko aqua epon?
It takes place when your spirit, the deep part of you, encounters God who is deep.
Da and Uber Bow Bra was so soon a woman, and no one young coupon and a crystal and young kita would dear be a woman.
It takes place only in the presence of God.
Now, to me, daddy, I will crystal and I say when young coupon and kuto.
When your spirit as a believer moves into the very holy of holies or the very presence of God, and you know that you have tied the presence of God, it is only the presence of God that changes destinies.
Now, and Ubesi, Wabra, who soon sum, and Nyankupon soon sum, Ubewse, a dim punim pua yadia, Ubenya San Catidiano, our Wabrabum.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So, ladies and gentlemen, understand that as a believer, God wants you to go to the deep in order to have the second encounter I'm talking to you about.
So will you do name if I saw what you say? When you could pump us ubedori aquanimu, I'm a woman in your sankita.
It is not just enough for us to pray like unbelievers about our needs. God wants us to go to the deep with him.
Now when you mean you say you beco adore since yani and yeni for bebampire say radimayenda
destiny altering prayer results in having a right spiritual alignment.
Na se wo be wo dache e be sesan na ne wo se wo bom pa ye ni wo susum ni onyankopon susum no e won keta ho die bi.
No, what happens when you pray in the deep? You know, you go to the deep, the veil is torn, you go to the very presence of God and your spirit encounters his spirit. What happens is that he brings you in alignment with what he has for you.
Na so wo tumi bom pa ye edoriko na wo sunsum ni onyankopon sunsum no edim puni pu wo kunkrum kunkrum na ene na onyankopon ni opese odi ye wo wa bra bom no e yade awnsaka.
If you look at Peter,
so wo ye Petro,
all that he thought he needed was fish.
Na onu nya na na dwen ye ni so ohia ye nam.
But Jesus had a higher purpose for him.
Na Yesu na ne hyehye ye wo de ma Peter no na wo kan.
Jesus wanted to touch him in a certain way that Peter will not have a comme-ci-comme-ça relationship with him like he had at first when Andrew introduced him to Jesus.
Nana Yesu opese oni Peter enya nkita hudia bi emu odu enya no anu die ti sese dia Andrew de ne kwakire Yesu no nya aye no.
He wanted to touch Peter in a new way.
Nana opese odi ne saka no okwan sunku bi so.
Whereas Peter was thinking about fish,
Emrana Petro wa dwen nam ho no,
Jesus was thinking about Peter becoming an apostle.
Nana Yesu wa dwen se Petro beba beye apostle
and becoming a fisher of men.
Na wetumi eyi enipa senam.
And so at the end of the encounter,
na emna woni ne nya nkita hudie wie
ya. Peter said, "Depart from me, I'm a sinful man."
Emna Petro ka se fi min chan mi ye de bon ye ni no.
Jesus said, "Don't be afraid."
Na Yesu ka chan se Petro
men so. Going.
Osi fitina kwe.
From today going.
Fitina kwe.
You are not just going to be catching fish.
Osi anya dia wo be che enam wo pum.
You are not just going to think about your needs and me providing your need of fish.
Anya dia wo be ju wahia dia ho se me urade me ya ma wo nam mu.
But you will have a kingdom purpose over your life.
Na so wo be nya hinia mu sentri be dia ma wa bra bo.
You will be aligned in the right way to God's agenda or destination for you.
Hallelujah. O nyankopon trimpo wo de ba wa bra bo na ya dia. Me de ba me ba
you will become a fisher of men. And I want to say to you who is listening to me,
now
God has a higher destination for you.
I receive it.
He has a higher agenda for you. Maybe like Peter, you know Jesus already. Maybe you were born again. But I want you to know that there is a higher destination that God has got for
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes, once you are born again, you are going to heaven. But there is a place in heaven. There is a place in the future kingdom arrangement that God has got for your life that you have to encounter God only happening when you go to the deep, when your spirit gets into the very presence of God and his presence changes you and aligns you to a destiny or a destination that God has got for your life.
E wo musa wanya wo fufre do be ko heaven there. Nanso onyakopon wo trimpo sunku bi ma wo senti sunku bi ma wa. O bi we se wo be pima ko nimu yie na ono onyame de sa opɛ na wo pɛ de ma wa bra bɔ no ɔde agu wo so.
I want you to understand that like Peter.
Me pɛ se wo ti ase ti se de Petro no.
God understands that you have got current needs.
Now when
you
mean him say we here dear pa.
For fish.
Say we here now.
Maybe for a husband.
Ebi we here kunu.
Maybe for a job.
Ebi we here juma.
Maybe for a child.
Ebi we here oba.
Maybe for admission.
We here so benya school admission.
You want to do something. You want to gain something.
We here baby we say we nya baby.
God knows it.
Onyaminim dada.
But beyond that,
na so person we gain
tra. He wants you to go beyond your short-term present needs.
Na onyami
and your present pursuits and your present engagement that happened from Monday to Friday, he wants to align you to a higher calling, to a kingdom calling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I say to you, don't be bogged down by your needs.
And it's me can't trust a man for what you know and see what he had here.
Yes, God is going to provide for you.
Now when you I receive it. When you me bema unsaka.
But beyond provision prayer. They want to alter your destiny.
Hallelujah. But
oftentimes they are all mingled. So your needs can be so much of your focus that you miss out on the destiny that God wants to align your life. The real reason why you are on earth, not to get fish, not to get a job, not to become a big man, not to get money or a wife or children, not to build things in this life, but a very purpose that yes. God has got for your life.
Yes. What we say, do baby, there when you marry my say, baby, any here, the any here, boom. Do baby, you are doing it, Gina, any here, my dad, the any, and namanara. Now, so when you marry her, say, what baby, my kokai, I'm on your own, you are my dad, she sent her a bono, on when you marry your mom.
As you bring your prayers to God, ladies and gentlemen, remember that out of the need situation that you have, God wants to do your need, but there is a higher agenda for you. And it only happens when you are in the deep. It is not when you are lingering on the periphery of a ordinary or normal prayers. It is when you decide that I am going to touch the presence of God. When you touch his presence will touch your life and change your destiny.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
There was a time in the Old Testament. Saul was chasing after lost donkeys. In fact, he had said the whole of Israel, he couldn't find the lost donkeys of his father. But little did he know that that need was mingled with a certain destiny God had got for him to become a king and a ruler in Israel. So long story, someone called him and said, forget about the donkeys into inverted commas. There is a word that God has got for you. He wants to make you a king. The first king in Israel.
Now, someone cut and say, hey. So if
some of you are listening to me and your mind is on the lost donkeys, your need that must be met.
Mercy.
I came to tell you that just as it did for the first apostle and first leader of his church, just as it did for the first king of
Israel,
God is going to meet you. He's going to solve that need. And he's going to put a higher call upon your life.
Now what the Africa says to Baba to
a kingdom call upon your life.
I receive it. I hear you afraid with our brothers.
There's a reason why you are alive today.
Send to me to Wahoo and I would ask you.
There's a reason why you are listening to this word.
Now send to me to Wahoo and ne what is answer me.
Higher than your need for education. Higher than your need for a family. Higher than your need for travel opportunities to go everywhere in the world. God is going to do it for you. Receive grace in the name of Jesus.
Receive it.
Ladies and gentlemen, because the deep things of God, even the Holy Spirit himself has to go and search it and come and reveal it unto your spirit.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.